Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Hiawatha basketball. We begin with the girls and head coach Stacey Jasper. The Lady Redhawks remain undefeated. They are a perfect 12-0, playing in the Thunder Classic this week. And by the way, up to the number 5 spot in the KBCA rankings this week with the undefeated record. And before we dive into the tournament, Coach, want to go back to last Friday. Good win against a good Jeff West team. You end up winning by 12, 55-43. But I know that was a really tight ball game, especially for a half. But, man, defensively held one of the top league scorers down to just 4 points, about 17 below her season average. And talk about that, I guess, as well as kind of what you saw from your team as they asserted themselves and pulled away in the second half for that big home win.
Yeah, it was a battle from the tip. You know, we came out, both teams really came out with a lot of defensive energy. I think, gosh, we had a record probably 97 jump balls within the first 8 minutes. Kind of a sloppy start maybe for both teams, but, you know, Jeff West has always been real comparable to our team in the past, and so we just knew that it was going to be a tough matchup from the start, and especially with, yeah, Kuntz, she's a great player, and we wanted to focus in on her and make sure she didn't have a great night to help the Tigers there, but we had some solid play, had a couple of girls, actually had 3 players in double digits, so that was good for us. And, yeah, just kind of found a way there, specifically in the second half, to get things done.
Yeah, 3 players in double digits, another one with 8. So, again, you continue to get really good distribution and steadiness from a lot of different players and very good balance. As mentioned, you're in the tournament this week in Seneca, new tournament, but a good start for your team. First matchup against a league foe in St. Mary's this year, and you win it 65-40. So I know you're excited about this tournament and excited about the way your team played last night.
Yeah, we are. It was a good start for us. We had another good night of some offensive play from Kylie, had 26, and Kinsey ends up with a double-double. She had 12 points and 11 rebounds. And like you said, we've just gotten a lot of good balanced scoring. Michaela had 9, Addison with 8, and then actually we were able to clear our bench and get everybody in the game, so that was a bonus for us. But, yeah, I think one of our biggest factors right now is we've just gotten a lot more balanced scoring, and that's just been so beneficial for us. You know, we're still looking to Kylie for a lot, but we've had so many other players step up recently, and it's been going good for us.
No doubt you'll continue in your tournament this week. Should get a couple pretty tough games. You got Nemaus Central on their home court in the 6:15 semifinal game on Thursday, with Rock Creek and Troy also in the same side of the bracket. So Nemaus Central, obviously the host and at home, and another team that's in your league, but yet you haven't played them this season. So what are your thoughts on facing them and how you kind of want to finish up this tournament this week?
You know, I think it's going to be our biggest test of the season so far. You know, of course, Nemaha is just always loaded with size and athleticism, and they're so well coached. And you know, they've got a press that's a little concerning for us, or concerning for me, I should say. I hope it's a battle. You know, again, kind of our little MO for this season has just been our grit and our toughness, and I'm hoping that our size isn't a huge factor, but we can come out and just kind of bully up to them and hang, and hopefully it's a good game.
Well, so far so good, and I think, you know, obviously the program getting a lot of attention, the crowds you've had have really created a phenomenal atmosphere back in the Roundhouse, and I think the word that I hear is that, you know, when anybody watches your team or talks about your team, the first thing they mention is, like, it's just a group of girls that really seem to be having fun. Is that what you sense internal? I know that's a goal, and you want to have fun and enjoy the process, and when you're winning, that's easier, but I guess, do you feel like that's the case internally, that your team really is enjoying the success and hungry for more?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yes, of course, everybody's having fun when they're winning. But, you know, this is just such a special group of girls. You know, it doesn't hurt that half of them are related. But
right.
But it's such a unique, you know, a unique group. We've been here, the Jaspers have been here for 12, 13 seasons now, and man, we've had a lot of great groups, but this one is just, it's so special, so different. You know, they can really just lock it in and be so focused and just get the job done on any given night. But then they're also, they're so fun to be around, and they support each other. They encourage each other. You know, we're not dealing with any, you know, maybe typical girl drama. It's just been such a good experience so far this year. And I think, you know, we take one day, one game at a time. And as we've been able to get these first 12, I think the girls have just become that much more hungry to see what, you know, ultimately can come of this season. So they're pretty locked in, and I'm pretty proud of them for that.
Good stuff, Coach. Best of luck finishing out the tournament this week, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks so much.
Stacey Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks. We'll talk Hiawatha Boys Hoops after this timeout.